So soon, we have the situation of a patient who has a triple negative tumor that just walked right through chemotherapy, had a great response of paclitaxel bev. What would you like to look at in her tumor and in her sera? And what are you going to look at in the NSABP B40 study to try to figure out what's going on with these people?
Yeah, so nothing much for that specific situation, but I think in general, what I think is that doing a trial using the kind of post-neoadjuvant failure patient, using that population as an adjuvant trial for this kind of new agent, will give us some biological insight as to how you deal with failures in adjuvant setting after what you have given. So, for example, in this case, if you have done a trial in the patient who had a non-PCR or heavy residual burden after adjuvant chemotherapy, and then we had a trial comparing chemo versus chemo plus bevacizumab in that kind of case and had an excellent benefit, maybe next time you see that kind of patient with early relapse after adjuvant therapy, maybe that's the first line that you're going to choose because there is some biological support. And also doing that kind of trial will give us some ideas about what kind of biomarker can be used to predict response.
Actually, an anti-angiogenic strategy is being considered by the NSABP, I believe, sunitinib in those patients.
Yeah, so P45 is
right.
A trial.
Right. Chuck?
The trial is basically for patients who have residual disease after neoadjuvant therapy that included anthracycline, cyclophosphamide, and a taxane in whatever combination the doctors decided to use them, and basically disease in either the breast or the lymph nodes. Because presumably, if they are showing some resistance to the chemotherapy, and we do see from the B27, they have a substantial subsequent event rate. So we're randomizing them to sunitinib or placebo. We are allowing in the trial, just more for practical reasons, physicians to administer a short burst of chemotherapy prior to randomization. It was clear from talking with our membership that that would augment accrual if we allowed that to happen. So